Time for Simmer's Morning Skate with the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, Jeff Blashill. You probably never get tired of hearing that title.
No. You know what? I'm pretty fortunate. I get to be a head coach of the team I grew up cheering for. So it's I recognize every day that's a special thing.
Detroit native, but raised in the UP, also known as a Youper. Mm-hmm. For people that are unfamiliarized with this, Youpers, the Upper Peninsula. You're born in Detroit, moved up there. That's the definition of a Youper, but psychologically and emotionally, what does it mean to be a Youper?
So you know what? You're salt of the earth. And you know what? What a place to grow up, honestly. I grew up in Sault Ste. Marie, and it's just a bunch of great people that care about you. And there's a sense of community for sure, a sense of belonging in the UP. You know, we like our Bush Light and our PBR more than anything fancy. You know, so sometimes I got to be reminded of that. But it was a great place to grow up. And honestly, it's just a special place in the world. It's isolated enough that it stays very communal.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to offend any relatives, but there is an old saying about, because I spent a lot of time there, Northern Michigan, where men are men, the women are men, and the deer run scared.
I'll have no comment on that at all.
How is your deer hunting prowess, by the way? You ever get into it?
No, you know, it's funny. Like, my dad wasn't a hunter, and we didn't, you know, I'm a transplanted Youper in a sense that I wasn't born there. My parents weren't born there. My grandparents weren't born there. So I wasn't a big, you know, I didn't take enough advantage of some of that. Hunting, not a ton of snowmobiling. I was probably a city slicker growing up in the UP back then, but a lot of all my buddies did for sure.
But you fish.
I have fish, yeah. I don't fish tons, but I enjoy the PBRs when I fish.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. All right, so you got a young hockey club here, 0-5-1 in your last six. Yeah. It's kind of the doldrums of March for a team out of the playoffs. So what's the inspiration? What do you do?
You know, I think what happens at times, you know, we were in the mix for a good amount of time this year, and I think our guys realized that. We were trying to really make it hard on the teams that were above us, and then we got into a rut here, and we started to fall back, and I think that's hard mentally and psychologically at times, and I think that's taken its toll over the last couple of weeks. And I think we're kind of coming, you know, to a spot where we gotta maximize every day here, and we gotta maximize every game, and we've all got tons to play for, and you know, just specifically to our hockey team, we don't want to continue to be in these spots, and you can't get out of these spots if you don't get better. The only, you know, you're not going to magically wake up one day and all of a sudden be a playoff team. You become one by improving as individuals and improving as a team. And I think over the course of the year, we've tried to learn with a young group how to play winning hockey, and we're still learning that, and we have to continue to learn that, how to be efficient, how to manage the game, how to create scoring chances without unneeded risk, and so that's something that we'll continue to focus on. But we've got lots to play for, and we got to make sure we recognize how special it is also to play every night you get a chance to play in the NHL.
I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but do you start to think about, okay, next year, because this has been a rebuild now, are the constituents, is everything going to ramp up a little bit more, regardless of how the draft goes, regardless of personnel? People are going to start thinking, all right, we need to start moving and shaking here.
Well, I think, you know, I think this year, actually over the course of the last years, I think we've taken strides in the right direction. You know, a few years ago, we bottomed out, and that's just the reality of rebuilds. Rebuilds are hard. Very, very rarely are they quick. They're only really quick if you have some big pieces and you get a little bit lucky. Generally, you have to do it through the draft, and it takes time. And so I think what we see now is a number of draft picks show up on our roster that are good players, and with the hope they can become great players. And the quicker that they get moved towards that, the quicker we'll be in a better spot. But we're pushing for that, and we're pushing hard for that as a team. I think our individuals have done a good job pushing for that. We're not satisfied with kind of being in a perpetual rebuild. We want to get out of this thing, and we want to build towards a championship team.
I'll just pick one guy to close here, just because I was just watching him taking one-timers at Morning Skate. This Moritz Seider kid is something special.
Yeah, he's a really good player as we sit today, and he's got a chance to be a really, really good player. And he's got to continue to get better, but I think he will. That to me is why I feel confident talking about him in a pretty quality light, because he's a worker. He's a guy that wants to be better. He's a guy that wants to put the team on his shoulders and win. And he's an all situations defenseman, and there's not lots of those in the league. Guys that play in all those situations. I think he can become a really, really good all situations defenseman.
Jeff Uper, always a pleasure, and we'll see you down the road a wee bit.
Great to be with you again.